Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine adversary, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind. Wondering where I will. I wonder how the hell. How the hell am I going to kill everyone on this planet and take over the entire world? I believe I have a plan. The symptoms and solutions are probably going to sit very simply, very strictly, very succinctly into a very well-defined plan. I won't share that plan. You guys are all going to be in the dark. But you will know what's happening as it happens because it will be quite stark. I'm going to burst some people's bubbles. I'm going to play with a lot of people's minds. It doesn't really matter where the apocalypse comes from, or what manner, or what kind. It will just happen. I do believe the bubble button has been pressed, so therefore this is being recorded, and we are live on the radio, talking with all you fine people out there in Radio Land. I hope you have been joining our show throughout the year. I hope you've been joining our show for the last couple of years. Because we have, as I have said many times before, and included in the last statement there, and within the last minute, I had to check the clock, because you know sometimes we're a zombie, we sometimes rock, and we sometimes rock. But we will take over this planet. We will take over this world. We will consume, congest, congeal, and a whole bunch of other con words, the rest of this civilization, and assimilate everybody into the greatest civilized combination of universal happiness and joy and brightness in the world that will ever, ever, ever be known, known as the Zombie Conglomerate. Name patent pending. We don't know. We might change the name. I don't know. It might be a whole thing because I don't think anybody else has taken that one. I know they've taken Zed Nation, or as in America they call it, Z Nation, because, you know, I don't know how they miss it. Why is it that in America they pronounce Z instead of Zed? Queen's English has always been Zed. Maybe it's just a contrariness necessarily to be continuing on with that. Hey, no, we're different. Don't know. Not moving. Not going to worry about it anymore. However, we are continuing fast-forwarding, because I am very tired, and I'm going to bring to you a lot of energy, because that's what I do. This will be a heck of a day, because that's what the day is. Every day is a good day. Every day should be a positive day. Everybody should be taking their positive, happy proton pills. And if you don't know what a proton pill is, he's our hero, Roger Ramjet, taking up the nation, and he takes proton pills. I don't know what they are, but they make him happy, and they make everybody else happy, and everybody else should be happy. Are you happy? Hey, EW, are you happy?
Ba-donk-a-donk.
Right, but are you happy?
I could play the song for you if you want.
No, I don't want the song. Because I was actually going to start this entire show off with Jibber Jabber.
You're Jibber Jabber.
And I was just going to jibber jabber. It's going to jibber jabber, jibber jibber, jibber jib 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 jib. Make it sound like a bunch of chipmunks walking in around the hall.
But on.
No.
No.
Wrong show. No badonkadunks in this show.
Why not?
Because I can't get them in.
Oh no no. See,
they cost too much.
Don't say you can't, because
well, I can. I am working on some. But everything in its time, in its place. We don't go out and find ourselves falling around out in outer space, you know?
The maple kind?
If I could find some maple kind, I would bring them.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe I will. I will work on that.
Okay.
As I use squinty side eye and say, what?
Looks to the left, then to the right.
Okay. We're going to start today's show with movie time.
Movies.
So, I watched a couple movies this weekend.
What'd you see?
As Above, So Below.
No, really, what'd you see?
I did. As Above, So Below.
Okay.
Are you familiar with this movie?
Apparently not. I didn't even know there was a such title.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a modern horror movie. Came out this year.
Yeah.
You know the quote, As Above, So Below.
Mm-hmm.
Biblical reference. All that fun, hey, heaven, hell, and all this other crap. The movie is actually filmed on location in Paris or whatever, under the catacombs.
Right.
You know the place where they have all those skulls?
Yeah, that's usually why it's called the catacombs.
Well, no, catacombs is actually just a whole bunch of buried crypt-type stuff.
Really? I thought it was just somebody's bad hair.
No.
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 I tried.
I don't know.
I'm just a comedian waiting to be flushed.
Okay, then. So, this movie is supposed to be a scary, scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sort of like a Blair Witch Project meets The Descent.
Interesting.
So it's a found footage type movie. Fine. The premise is okay. The premise is actually pretty cool. She's, sorry, I revised the statement examination of the movie. It is Descent meets Blair Witch meets Tomb Raider.
Meets Tomb Raider.
Yes. So, the main character, the lovely lady whose name I am completely forgetting, she is essentially an archaeological researcher. Her dad went nuts. She's following through on some of his explorations, claims, theories, and everything else. And yes, there were sewers in France and in the movie. So she's trying to follow up this whole, hey, I think the Philosopher's Stone is really buried there, and it's really the kind of thing that's blah, 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 alchemy, etc., etc., etc. Lots of backstory, lots of interesting little archaeological references and stuff like that. So she finds it, and she thinks that it is in this area in France where the catacombs are.
Mm-hmm.
So they go there, and they hire this group of people to help them go find it, and then they go down there. What did they find? They find the doorway to hell.
Hmm. Thus the horror portion comes into play.
And the as above, so below part.
Right.
And the abandon all hope, ye who would enter here portion. It's like, right in there on the door.
Yeah. Can you ring that language, Doctor? No, I cannot.
Actually, she couldn't. That's why she brought a friend.
Gotcha.
So it's an interesting movie. It's well done. There's a lot of good photography shots, a lot of cinematography. It's like, okay, bam, 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 bam. Cool, this is really good visual stuff. But I found it very, very, very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, okay, yeah, they're going to do this. Uh-huh, see? I told you. Mind you, having a title like As Above, So Below and knowing where that comes from, it's like, yes, there's going to be the whole, is it heaven, is it hell? At what point did the crossover? Where is it that started to be, no heaven. But is it hell or is it earth? How did they end up getting there? When did they end up getting there? What point? Oh, look at all those bones. Fun stuff.
Bones, okay.
Damn it, bones, I'm a doctor. Actually, I'm not. I'm just a zombie die.
Yeah, it's actually damage him. I'm a doctor, not a miracle worker.
Same thing.
I was a Star Trek fan, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what, if you're a Star Trek fan? There's a series called New Visions. So what they do is they take classic episodes. The one that came out a couple weeks ago was A New Mud. So they take the television show, the one with, what's-his-face, Harry Mudd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what his deal was or whatever. But they take the images from that TV episode and then they re-put them together and they put a new storyline together with new dialogue interaction, new flashback pieces of information, etc. And they make a whole new story based on the pictures as a comic book.
Interesting.
Yep. So it's like the old style, and I have a couple of these Star Trek photo books from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But they experimented with a whole bunch of photo books where it's like, okay, it's pictures from the show, the movie, or whatever, with the dialogue boxes put in, but that is a representation of what was actually portrayed there. This is creating a new story with new avenues of activity.
Yeah, it actually sounds pretty cool.
It is. It's really nice. And $8 a book, but it's actually bigger than your regular comic book. But it's cool. It's fun.
Sounds like it. I would definitely play with that.
So, are you going to be able to guess this movie? I have seen it before, so I watched it again.
Same as above?
Everything is awesome! Everything is awesome when you're part of a team! Everything is awesome!
Watch the Lego movie.
I watched the Lego movie again. I like the movie. It's fun.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I actually watched Guardians of the Galaxy again.
That's on the schedule to watch again this weekend.
Yeah, I actually got to spend some time with my father the other day, and he had seen, let's say, a not-so-clean copy. And
hey, now, we don't play that game.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I helped him see a wonderful version of the movie.
So you showed him the Blu-ray, which is out this week.
I do not have a Blu-ray player. I'm still... Yeah.
Well, you should get one at a PlayStation. It's the best. It's actually a really good Blu-ray player. I like it.
Uh-huh.
I don't actually play video games, but it's a good Blu-ray player. Okay. So, Lego Movie. Fun movie. If you haven't watched it, it is completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those movie that fits into the category of okay time waster, but it's fun. So yeah, that was a good movie. I liked it, and I think we've skipped over everything for Jack because now Jack's here.
Shame on Jack.
Well, no, everybody's got things to do at different times and whatever. It's like whatever. He just missed the good stuff. So, and the other next movie I watched that I've seen before? How to Train Your Dragon 2.
Two.
Second one.
Awesome.
Toothless. I love that dragon. He was fun.
Yeah, I remember the first one. Still have yet to see the second.
Aw, come on, man. You didn't see the second one yet?
No, I haven't.
You get to find his mom.
Huh.
And, on top of that, there's some real emotion in the movie where some things happen and people get all sad and shit.
Yeah.
I just like that expression. All sad and shit. You know, it's just that whole Let's Spin was like, yeah, they're all like sad and it's like, and shit.
And shit. Ooh, don't step in that.
Don't step in the cow, Packy.
I did watch a movie.
What'd you watch?
A Thousand Ways to Die in the West.
I've seen that movie.
It wasn't so bad. I don't know what everybody was totally complaining about. It was all adult humor and set on, hey, you know, da-da-da, you know.
I didn't think it was a terrible movie. I thought what happened is that a lot of the jokes are just beat into the ground.
There was a point where it got a little too old.
Like, most of the jokes could have been, bam, snap, bam, snap, bam, snap. It's like, that would be cool. That's all it really needed. But
right.
Nah, they just drove some of those right into the ground. It's like, just no longer funny anymore. I love the mustache song. That whole dance routine with, what's his name, doing the line dancing thing to the mustache. Because if you have a mustache, you'll be better than everybody else. Kind of thing was awesome.
And I have a mustache.
I have a friendly mustache with friendly chops.
With friendly chops.
That's what it's called. Friendly mutton chops. Or as I call it, a no-tee.
A no-tee.
As opposed to a goatee, it's a no-tee. Everywhere else has the hair except for the space where the goatee would be.
Mm-hmm.
That's my hairstyle and I stick with it. Yo. By the way, I did do the whole yo thing.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were missing your yos.
Why?
They miss them.
What do you mean they miss them? All they have to do is come to the show. I throw them out all the time.
No, you haven't thrown a yo out for a while.
Well, you know why you say yo, where yo comes from, right?
No, yo.
Well, when you don't want to quite say yes and you don't want to quite say no, you say yo.
Yeah, yo Adrian.
Exactly. So, Jack, throw me some ideas. What am I going to talk about today? It's going to take some time to catch up.
Scooby-Doo.
Let's talk about world politics.
Ew.
Russia. You silly nuts. I'm not going to talk about Russia. I'm not going to talk about the world politics, because world politics is pretty much intentionally boring. I have the answers to solve all the world's problems, but nobody's giving me the opportunity to actually go and take control and change things. So I need everybody's help. If you're listening to the show at any point in time, find my Facebook. Come there. Go there. Make comments. Tell me what you think will help me take over the world. I will do it, because I am like seriously inclined to want to take over the world. I have no particular reason other than to think that I like to fix things. I can see that the world is broken. Oh yeah, hobbitses would be good. I could use a few of those. But I have this thing. It's a burning thing inside of me, inside my like chest, and it's like sometimes it feels like that chest burster alien thing from the Aliens movies coming out, and it's like, I want to get out there, and it's like, I really want to change the world. I want to fix it. I want to take it over, so that then what I can do is I can go and erase some of this other crap over here, because it's like, well, that's useless and counterproductive, and it's not really being very effective for the society, and what? Okay. That's called a distraction over there. But I did watch that movie the other weekend, Dead Hooker in a Trunk, moving forward. So all the energy that you people can provide and help me and assist me to take over the world, I would appreciate. And everybody who helps at the ground level beginning now is probably going to allow themselves to stay pretty safe when the apocalypse actually truly comes. Because I will take care of the people that assist me in my world domination plans. Mm-hmm. I am like that. I just consider me, call me considerate that way. I think that it's very important that people should reinforce and work together and cluster towards common goals. Chest-bursting hobbit hookers?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a great book title. I'm thinking that I could see that story unfolding right now as we're talking. Chest-bursting hobbit hookers. So the Nos Pelato has been flying through space looking for this mining asteroid. They just can't find where it is. So they uncork everybody from their ice cube naps, and everybody starts investigating. Hey, where's the asteroid? Where's the asteroid? Oh, there's the asteroid. So, but there's somebody there already. What the heck? There is a small colony of hookers already there. But man, they're pretty ugly. Look at them. They're kind of small. They got hairy feet and everything. But it's like, they're willing to put out for a few bucks? Okay. Who's to say no? Not me. Not them. Then they just go. So they visit the little asteroid, and it's like, hey, there's the hobbit hookers. So they have a little bit of fun time, spend some money. So, ah, ha, ha, drinking a few. Ah, ha, 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 drinking. Ah, food. And then they go for a nap. Nap time. All of a sudden, the captain of the ship just starts violently shaking. Pam! Out comes this thing from the front of his chest, and it starts running around, eating little bitty body bits of his, that were scattered all over the place, licking the sides of the walls, like, oh, look, blood. Eats all the stuff, and it's like, and then the other crew member is like, holy crap, man, look at that shit! It's like, what? Look! Zoom! Gone around. And then it's gone, it's over there, and it's like, zoom! And then it's over there. Then it's like, whoa, look at that little mother move. He's like a little freight train of destruction going past there. And then they come back to focus in on the hookers and say, we told you guys we didn't want to do you. That's my story, and I'm sticking with it. I blame Jack.
It's all Jack's fault.
No, actually it's not. That was my fault. I did that one. Toot, toot, don't pollute. But I have no idea what else I wanted to talk about tonight. I might just make shit up now.
Sounds like you already started.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the comics review. I got them over here.
Comic book time. Oh.
Yeah, not so much like that.
No?
No. Okay. We have Smallville Continuity, number one. I don't know what this is yet. I have to read that. Amazing Spider-Man. Ooh, is this more of the Spider-Verse? Hey, I don't know. What the hell is this? Oh, this is Spider-Verse. Oh, I've already read this one. Hey, wait a sec. This is a different cover. Ha-ha! Interesting. Fables. Number 147. I decided I'm going to start reading some fables again. This will be interesting. It looks like Beauty and the Beast stuff. Fun. All new Captain America. I just almost came across an article before I started on the show today about how some people are upset at a black Captain America. This is issue number 2.
No, wait.
We'll see what happens.
Would you be upset about a black Captain America, or would you be upset that Captain America has boobs?
I would be upset that Captain America had boobs, unless they introduced it in a realistic way. I mean, the way that they introduced the Falcon as Captain America made perfect sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
They ditched Captain America. They said, okay, the super serum's out of you. You're no longer Captain America. It's like, okay, great. Captain America is an ideal. It's a construct of moral and cultural and social significance. In and of itself, it doesn't matter who the guy was.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because Captain America is a title.
And this would be like Thor.
Unlike Thor, that's his freaking name.
It's a Thor topic.
Yes, I know. But it is only going to be temporary because we've hashed this stone a few times, and then that's about that. Right?
Yeah, but I think everybody likes you talking about boob.
Well, you see, okay, fine. Thor with boobs doesn't make any sense to me. Third issue came out last week. Read it, and it's like, really? But it's Thor again, because here's Thor coming back. Right? And they're already on the third issue, and they're already making a big deal about the fact that Thor, the real Thor, the regular Thor, the guy named Thor, is over here. Then this other chick, oh wait, which is his mom, is Thor too. What? How the hell do they justify making a female Thor based on an outfit, based on the hammer? The hammer is not what Thor is or who Thor is. The hammer is a part of Thor.
Isn't Mjolnir,
Mjolnir,
supposed to be? Yeah, it's just he's the only one that could pick it up. I don't even think
he who so shall be worthy shall wield the hammer of Thor.
So his mother,
it's Thor's freaking hammer.
His mother would not be worthy.
Sure, she could.
No,
there's going to be hundreds of people that are worthy. Because it's a moral high ground or whatever. It's meant to be a measure of certain morality, certain ethics. And if you abide by those, anybody could pick up that hammer based on that mythos.
True. Or if you look at Jack's explanation, that could work too.
Okay, wait a sec. Jack had an explanation? If I was Captain and I had black boobs, I would definitely be upset. Well, that would depend. I mean, if they got Black Widow to be Captain America, I'd have been fine with that. Oh, look, by the way, they had Bucky Barnes as Captain America for a while. I was fine with that, too.
You think that's what's about to happen?
No, Bucky Barnes is definitely not going to become Captain America. But the Falcon has become Captain America. He now is a combination of the Falcon and Captain America.
So what's the deal with, at the end of this Avengers, Captain America is assembling a new team?
A new Avengers team. Supposedly. They're not releasing any details on the final piece because they want to keep it up in the air. I liked the introduction or possibility of them introducing the Black Panther. I liked the possibility of introducing who else was it?
Not happy with the choice they picked. They said they picked as Doctor Strange. I thought we had already had that discussion of who Doctor Strange was.
Cumberbatch. Yeah. I like him to be the Doctor. He probably would pull it off. The new guy that they picked, or is maybe picked, or is kind of picked, or is whatever, I'm not sure about him. I don't really know him well.
I'm right there with you. I saw that, and I was like, no, that, no. You can't just change your mind in the middle of everything. That's a no-no. Don't be like that Superman-Batgirl thing.
Superman-Batgirl? What?
Yeah, Superman, Batgirl, Wonder Man.
What?
You know, that thing that DC's messing up.
Wonder Man. No, there's no Wonder Man.
Well, I mean, at the rate they're going, it might be.
Well, Wonder Man is a Marvel character.
Oh, well, damn. Then here I am.
You didn't even think he was a real character.
Yeah.
He's actually an Avenger.
Did you watch the season finale, the mid-series finale of... can't think of the name.
Get it out. If you say Constantine, I haven't seen it.
Oh, no, I actually...
If you say The Flash, I haven't seen it.
No.
If you say Gotham, I have seen it.
No.
Then I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Agents.
What is the episode number of that?
Really?
Yes? Really?
Let me go pull it up.
Well, I will tell you whether or not I have seen that, because I have a list of what I've watched from the TV shows that I watch. And the last episode I watched was number 9, so I have not seen number 10, which should be the mid-season thing. So don't tell me jack about it.
Oh, man. This one is going to be hard to keep silent on. Yeah, it was episode 10. This one is going to be hard to keep silent on because, oh my god.
Well, that's the whole point of doing those things. I like when they do the oh my god, and I hate when they do the oh my gods because they did that in Gotham.
Since I know you don't like Arrow, I can spoil that one, right?
You can yap about Arrow all you like. I'm not a big fan of the show. I just don't like him.
He gets killed by Ra's al Ghul.
Who, Arrow?
Yeah.
Then it means he's coming back.
Oh, he's coming back. I mean, that would be really stupid to say he wasn't coming back. But.
Yeah, I mean, getting killed by Ra's al Ghul? Everybody's been killed by Ra's al Ghul. Ra's al Ghul has a resurrection pool. And that rhymes, as Ra's al Ghul has in the resurrection. There's another great story for me to work on. Ooh, Lucy Lawless is Isis? I could see that, but I don't think she can do it anymore, because I think she's gotten to the age where she's not as physical anymore. But I want to see who they're going to have for Captain Marvel. Carol Danvers version.
I think I know.
I think you're on drugs, because you thought Cumberbatch was going to be Doctor Strange. I thought he was going to be, too, because he would have been a perfect choice.
Well, that's what they announced.
I know that's what they announced.
So, you know...
Actually, that's what they alluded to. They didn't actually fully-fledgedly say, he is Doctor Strange.
Yeah, but still, I was kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah, but we'll move with it. Because they will definitely not be putting Doctor Strange at the end of the Avengers or Captain America 3 movie. Because they say, he's enough of a strong character to lead on his own.
Well, the one thing I did like about that article is they were saying they were not going to do any...
Origin stories.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's fine. I like origin stories when they're done right. Captain America origin story, that was freaking awesome.
Yeah.
The Avengers origin story, oh wait, that was the Hulk movie, the Iron Man movie, the Captain America movie. So, like, the Avengers movie made great sense to not be an origin movie. It made sense to be a, this is a starting point movie. And right. I like that. I think they need to do origins for some characters once in a while, but they don't have to go all, hey, this is an origins movie. They can be a little bit of the origin and then leading into an actual starting point movie.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Ooh, I like Mark's idea, but Katy Perry being Isis. She would be perfect.
Hmm.
But that's a DC series, so I don't know why he's pulling out DC when we're talking Marvel.
Yeah.
He's talking Shazam.
Mm.
And Isis. That would be an interesting thing. And this is a killer thing as well. Why hasn't DC brought out a Shazam movie? It's one of their oldest properties.
Well, they did, and... that was a different
movie. No, that was crap. But that's what I'm saying, is DC sucks at doing... anything right now in the bigger spectrum of things. Basically speaking, the three Batman movies is their best property that they've ever done to date in movies, with the exception being the original Superman movie. Awesome movie. They have these little tidbits of things that go through. I mean, all their Vertigo stuff that they've done is beautiful. Like, it's great stuff. I mean, Red, The Losers, a few other things as well. Those were great movies.
Oh, I did love Red.
Yeah. Red 2 was okay. It wasn't as good as the first one, I thought, but it was still a good movie. But this is the thing. It's like all of those left-of-center type movies that they do, they're all comic book-based movies. They're really awesome. But they seem to keep screwing up the superhero movies. And this whole thing about the TV heroes and villains are not going to be the same people in the movie versions of these things is like, you're just messing with people now. Nobody's going to really... You're going to be fracturing people. You're going to have people who like the TV version, people who like the movie version. They won't like the other version, and it's strange.
Very. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it really looks bad, and I hope that it doesn't keep... Well, I don't know. I mean, after what they're doing with Constantine right now, I still don't know.
Well, I'm pretty sure that the Constantine is going to... I think that was just a marketing ploy.
I'm hoping so, because I just read another article of why NBC sucks. And so, yeah. That's what the article actually... The headline actually read, so...
This appears to be the marketing schema right now in the States. Blah, 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 sucks. What? Yeah, blah, 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 sucks. Why? Because they blah, 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 so they suck. But you don't know that yet. They haven't really told you, have you? Doesn't matter. They always do this, so blah, 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 they suck.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it is true. That is what you constantly hear. Oh, so-and-so sucks because they did this and that.
And see, that's why I'm saying that my zombie party will take over the world and we will change that mentality. Everything is going to be freaking awesome because we're going to be part of a team of zombies. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I will brook no insolence or intolerance or intransigence. It will be the case. Everybody's going to be awesome, and everybody's going to be a zombie. On that note, I think it's time to roll an IMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMM
Okay, what are we going to message?
Bamf!
Ew! It's stuck behind Skype.
Hit the button!
We'll be right back. mental strain. Too much thinking's got you down again. Well, let your senses skip. Stay here. Keep cool to the thrill of it all. When you try too much, you lose control. Pressure rises and so I'm told. Something's got to give. I bet I had like ecstasy. You might as well hit. I can't see, I can't speak. I couldn't take more than another week without you. Oh no. So I will drink my fill till the thrill is you.
I'll tell you once, I'll tell you twice. The first time I might be snarky, the second time I'll be nice. Find the pattern, find the poetry, find the thing, the stick that gets you up in the morning, that gets you going, that gets you through the day, that gets you from one step of the second to the next step of the third. If you cannot find these things, talk to me. I will help you with these things, because I have a stick, and with this stick I will hit you, and I will hurt, and then you will get back up, and then you will stand taller, and you will say, hey, I have faced my shadows, and my shadows are a part of me, and those shadows will tell me many, many, many things, and they will talk about the universe, they will talk about life, they will talk about death, they will talk about all of the different varieties. Wrong pronunciation. I make a bat. It's a boo-boo in my head. I see these things as I'm speaking. I am taking them as I am going. And I am doing this in the random thing kind of thing as I just sort of spew it out of my head as I am talking to you inside the computer. There are so many answers to every question, and I have them all. The answers is always going to be cookies. Cookies is best and most important part of life. They are round, like Earth and planet. They are round and tasty, and you eat them, and they're good. Right?
Cookies are delicious.
Cookies are good. So I'm going to go back to comic book land, because you distracted me when you started talking about Thor and his boobs.
Not I. I would never do such things.
Crimson Society number 3. Fun little book from a odd company called Action Lab. Boink. It's vampires and werewolves and stuff. Vampirella Fairy Tales, issue number 3. Three different covers. Beautiful artwork. Love it, love it, love it. It is... Hey, Joe Lansdale has a story in it.
Really?
Yep. And Keith Lansdale. I'm assuming they're related. But I am not going to make that assumption too strongly because it might not be correct. It is a series of anthology-style stories done in comic book form. Then we have Godzilla Cataclysm. Two covers, because, you know... One is not enough, and one is a Bob Eggleton cover. We like him. He makes good artwork. And along with the Godzilla Cataclysm, oh, by the way, that was issue number 5. Along with that, we have Godzilla Rulers of Earth. Also, two covers, because Godzilla's more fun when he's got two. Zinescopes, Grim Fairy Tales, Cinderella, Age of Darkness. Three covers, because Cindy's going a-hunting. Issue number 2. I'm going to probably say a lot of these books are fun, because I think a lot of them are fun. Spider-Woman number 2. This, I want to speak of controversy, issue number 1 on this series. Oh, let's go get an erotic artist to do the cover of a comic book, and then let's all deal with the flack that happened as a result afterwards. And, geez, that was silly. But the Spider-Woman, as a subset of what's going on in the Marvel Universe called Spider-Verse, is pretty neat. I like it. I'll be reading that. That's issue number two. Moon Knight. I like what they do with Moon Knight. Moon Knight is a messed up kind of guy. He's got issues. He's got, like, major issues. Psychological ones. Emotional ones. Preternatural, supernatural ones. And Khonshu, the god of darkness and travelers. Him's fun. Hellraiser Bestiary. That, however, that's pronounced. Issue number 5 of 6. Also another anthology type series, but it's almost over. That'll make me sad. Inhuman number 10. Because, crap, it's Inhumans. I love Inhumans. Oh, this one's going to make Jack sad and have to go to the comic book store tomorrow. Sandman Overture number 4. 2 covers. Neil Gaiman's got... Oh, Neil Gaiman has part in this one. That's good. Jonathan Mayberry's Rotten Ruin, issue number 4. Yummy. Guardians of the Galaxy, issue number 22. Awesome. Eerie, with a beautiful Christmas cover. Who does this cover? I need to know now. Who did the cover? Jim Pavelek and Chris Seaman. I didn't know Kelly Jones was one of the writers in this series. Excellent. Kelly Jones was a great artist. Did a lot of good Boris Vallejo-type stuff. Deathlok. By the way, that was issue number 6. Deathlok, issue number 3. I'm not really sure where I like where they're going with that, but we'll see. Rumble, first issue, number 1. It's an interesting idea. I haven't read any of it yet. So it's a post-apocalypse. Hey, the world has died and everybody else, and what's going to fall out? A bunch of other things. Oh, see? Ha 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 ha. I saw Jack's response to my comment about, and Jack's going to be on that.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fan of Sandman. Sandman.
Oh.
So, it's like, it's a good comic book roundup. I don't know why, but I'm getting more comics. Actually, I'm trying to cut down on some of the comics nowadays. But there's so many good comics out there. And I tend to find that a lot of people, they get mired in the comic book conversation that says, ooh, DC or Marvel. It's like, well, a little bit, but there's better stuff elsewhere. Like, other publishers are putting out more comics that have much more of an interesting story and stories that develop and characters that create environments and an actual story that goes someplace. I mean, Mayberry's Rotten Ruin, it's a zombie story, but it's a zombie story about this bunch of kids trying to survive out in the wild, and their story. It's kind of neat. The Sandman Overture is a continuation of the long-running Sandman series that Gaiman wrote and did most of. I think it finished in the late 90s or something like that. I can't remember specifically. But this is a continuation of where that story is. And it's pure art and it's pure poetry as far as the way that the stories are being done. And mind you, that is a DC series, so that's cool. But again, it's one of those things which is part of their left-of-center stuff. It's not Superman, it's not Batman, it's not Wonder Woman. And DC is so fixated on that, and a lot of DC fanboys are fixated on those three characters. I'm going to throw this out there. I kind of think they're boring. Batman gets fun because he gets into some interesting mix-ups, because realistically he's not a super-powered person. He's a smart person with great capabilities. Superman's just... doesn't do anything for me.
No.
Because he's boring. He's unbeatable. Oh, how do you beat him? Just throw a green rock at him.
But green rocks are so colorful.
No, that's one of the lamest Achilles heels you could possibly have, I think.
Oh.
How does a small part of the planet that you grew up on, oh, it suddenly saps all my power? The idea being that it's possessed with his, it just makes him more normal, as if he was back on that planet. It's like, it's a tiny little piece of rock.
Yeah, I have no idea, actually, and as you mentioned it, I never really thought about it that way, but here I am thinking about it and thinking...
See, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make people think.
Yeah.
Is it the baboon or the girl?
The baboon.
All right. So, I mean, DC had...
The baboon has a colorful bum.
Not in the picture I looked at.
Oh. Yeah.
DC had some great story ideas, character ideas. I mean, the Green Lanterns, or Green Lantern, that was an awesome character at first. And then they made it boring. The Spectre, freaking awesome character, but now they've kind of done a double backflip take on it, and I don't really know if I like where they're going with it. But I will say that on DC side, one of their best titles, one of my favorite things that they put out is Harley Quinn, because it's just funny. It's irreverent. There's no rhyme or reason. It's no sense to it, and it doesn't take anything for granted. Anything goes. And then there's another one called Injustice: Gods Among Us. This takes the traditional DC superheroes and villains and puts them in a completely different kind of light. Superman is essentially becoming a bad guy. He's now more interesting.
Just because he's a bad guy?
Well, because he's going through this developmental process where he started as, hey, I'm Superman, do-do-do-do-do. What? You made me kill my wife, my love of my life? You made me kill her? And then he goes and kills him. Like, we're talking in the very first issue. The Joker uses some funky gas and makes Superman think that he's fighting Abomination, and what he's really got in his hands is Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
So he flies up into the atmosphere, kills Lois, goes nuts, kills the Joker. Awesome stuff! I mean, that's a progression of... human emotions and developments and stuff. And then as he's going through, he's being led down a path of Sinestro is saying, hey, I'm here to help you. By the way, those people are all bad. You should take my help and my advice. Here, have some, do this. And now he's going down the evil guy path. It's actually really well done. I was surprised. At first, it was like, oh, this is good, and this is just a prequel to the video game. And then the video game has its story arc, and that's all taken care of. But the comic book is taking it further, and I think they're really doing a good job with it. And this is one of those few things that DC's doing really good with, and which I think DC would do better with, is if they would allow more of the authors and the artists the input to create direction in DC rather than taking the DC hard line of everything is about continuity. We do everything zoosh, that way. There's nothing else. We do things the DC way. Mm-hmm. And this is what Marvel does as well, but Marvel lets the creators create storyline developments. Marvel doesn't have a problem with, yeah, there's millions of different versions of Spider-Man. Because there's millions of different versions of the universe.
Right.
Okay, so we have this timeline. He does this. Bam. Well, that doesn't fit continuity. No problem. That's Earth 33842. Oh, okay. We don't know that one. Yeah, that's fine. Different world, different universe. That stuff didn't happen in the main universe. The main universe is over here. No problem. It's easy enough for them to sideline stuff. And to keep things separate. So... that's where Marvel, I think, is better than DC, is that they're not so stuck up about it, whereas DC always come across as being very stuck up about it. And then when they react to being stuck up about it by trying to say, yeah, look at us, we're not stuck up, they're boring. Like I'm pretty sure some people like the Red Lanterns series going on right now, but I think it's, okay, so you have a bunch of Red Lanterns, so they're angry. Mm-hmm. No particular reason why they're angry. They're just angry. And they're bloody. They fight. They cut things up. They kill people. They do all sorts of mean things. Okay. It's kind of boring.
Right.
And this is what I'm saying. It's like most of the DC titles I've come across, I think, are pretty freaking boring.
Well.
But they have potential for so much good. That's what bugs me.
I mean, why is DC... fallen away?
I'm not 100% certain. I would say that somehow, somewhere in DC, there has become a shift in the, hey, we're here to make money. We're not here to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Marvel has that mentality as well. So, I mean, the focus on most of the Marvel titles that comes out are, is this a title that's going to make money? Does this actually have advantage in our Marvel universe to actually create and build upon characters, build upon stories, build upon what we've already established? Will it make money long-term? Yeah? Okay, good. Keep going with it. No? Okay, get rid of it after a couple of issues because it's not going to really do anything.
Hmm.
So I know both Marvel and DC have similar mentalities going in, but I think the execution in Marvel is being done better because it's becoming across a little bit more what they call transparent, in that you don't see that this is an actual push towards making that like that. Whereas DC, it seems like, yeah, we're just putting stuff out by formula.
Right.
And for me, that just comes through as it sounds very formulaic. It's very, this is pattern, it's patter, it's they're just doing the same pablum out over again. The New 52 was supposed to be a rebooting and a re-engineering of their entire universe, and all they did was dumb it down.
Hmm.
They took a lot of the history out of their universe, and they said, yeah, well, Superman, he's like an alien, like, and if he's around kryptonite, he gets, like, weak.
Right.
And that's, like, the summation of their origin story for him. That's boring.
Yeah. There's this is true, and this is his typical story. That's why I hate that they keep going back over and over and, hey, this is the new story of Superman. Well, we knew that already. Why are we still doing the same thing?
Yeah, but that's the problem with a character like Superman. He's too powerful. He's too central. He's too iconic. Mm-hmm. You can't reinvent him. Because anytime you try and reinvent him, all you're going to be doing is you're going to be pissing off all the rest of the fanboys who are saying, you can't have him like that. He's got to have the red and white, red and blue tights and the red cape and the S done in the right way on his chest. It's like, but that's the whole concept behind reinventing things, is to change it. So, I mean, here's another point. DC does a really good thing called the Elseworlds series. Mm-hmm. It's basically What If. What if Superman landed in Russia as opposed to America? That's an awesome story, Red Sun. If you get the opportunity and want to read a really, really good Superman story, read Red Sun. Well done stuff. Good. I can't say enough things about it. It was a really well done story, and that's what DC does. They do really good in the What If stories, where they take it out of context and run it down a different path. I just don't like their main titles. It really bugs me.
Hmm.
No particular reason why. It just does. But then I go and look at all of the independent comic book publishers out. There was a comic book that came out last week called Bitch Planet. Yeah, I'm not making that shit up. I'm not sure if I like where they're going with it. It's like Escape from New York, but with Tomb Raider. Which is kind of an odd way to go on that, but it's being billed as the first real feminist comic book. It's women in a prison.
Mm.
Don't know if that really qualifies as a feminist piece of work, but I'm still waiting to see a couple more issues before I'll say what I really think about that. Storyline seems fine. The artwork looks good. I like the concept. I'm going to have to see how more of it develops and see how it goes.
Right.
But you see, that's the thing, is the other stuff that's out there. East of West, I love this series. Saga, love this series, because they're stories. They're taking a wide picture story and just exploring it to see what else is out there. What else can they do with that story? And they're developing an entire universe that's completely new. Mm-hmm. And not touched by readers before, except for the story that they're developing and releasing and letting people read. It's just really good, well-written stories. I mean, the dialogue, the interaction, the characters, what they go through, how they went from this place to that place, and where their story has taken them from at the beginning, 10, 15, 20 issues ago, to where they are now, is just, yeah, it's very good.
Right.
And this is what I think is missing in DC and Marvel. They don't create stories anymore. They're creating product.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because one of my favorite characters in Marvel is Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider keeps getting killed off as a character. or to keep sidelining as a character. And yet he's one of the probably most powerful characters in the Marvel Universe.
I do like Ghost Rider.
He brought down Galactus.
I do like Ghost Rider.
Fiery Flameheads. Who doesn't like a Fiery Flamehead, right?
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can blather on about comic book stuff like that forever, and that's probably why I have a show, isn't it?
This could be why.
Mm-hmm. So, we're at the tail end of the show, because I actually do watch the clock when I'm talking, because I'm multitaskable like that. So I just wanted to say a couple of quick things. Christmas time is coming, and I don't know if you follow my Facebook or read my comments, my little ZZisms on there all the time, but I want everybody to have a fun Christmas, a holiday, Hanukkah, all the other festivals that are going on at this time of the year. I think there's, if I remember correctly, reading something saying that there's 38 different religious holiday seasonal thing celebrations going on around this time period. And
oh, Boxing Day.
Boxing Day is a Canadian thing only.
Yeah, I know, but still.
It's not a religious thing.
It's a holiday, is it not?
It's a social thing.
But don't you guys make it a holiday?
It is a holiday.
Yeah, so you can't leave that day out.
Oh yeah, I can. Boxing Day is like you guys' Black Friday.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's essentially what it is. See, in America, they decided to introduce that kind of a day, Black Friday, to say, help you stimulate the economy by spending money you don't need right now. Oh yeah, ramp up all your Christmas shopping now.
Mm-hmm.
Boxing Day is about, hey kids, you got a bunch of money from Christmas, go spend it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it's become. It didn't always used to be. Boxing Day used to be the day after Christmas. We're like, okay, you got gifts you didn't want, go take them back. Okay, go do stuff. Okay, whatever. Not really meant to be much of anything except one of those just day after type things where everything just settles. That's not what it's become. Because you Americans, damn it, are driving us consumer commercialists.
Right, I don't know.
Just blame America. Everybody else does.
Okay.
So, everybody, I just want to say thank you for coming. Boxing Day was originally British, but Canada absorbed it in a much bigger way. Answering Jack in the chat room. Thank you, everybody, for coming out to the show again tonight. I wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a fun seasonal gathering of festival fun. Be your brightest, stay out of the shadows, dip in once in a while, but bring brightness through the main core of your being and bring it to everyone else you know, and spread happiness and joy, and remember that the zombies are going to infect the entire planet, we are going to take over the world, we are going to exterminate! And come join the Facebook and everything else and the Twitter and everybody else and come on everybody and share everything because that's what we do. Thanks, everybody.
What was that last thing there?
Thanks, everybody.
No. That freaky exterminate.
Exterminate!
Does that hurt your voice?
Only when I do it louder.
Oh, okay. Well, how about we do this loud?
Yes.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.